Blog Talk Radio.
Let's take you over.
Somebody shout glory in this place.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome, family. Yes, I know most of you are looking for Man Up, but this is Man Up presenting Hot Topics. Do you guys remember, have any recognition of Hot Topics and how we really dove into communicating?
Okay, my phone continues to drop. So we're going to try it this way. I pray you guys can hear me. Amen. So as I was saying, we're good to be back here with Hot Topics on the Now Network. And I know you guys remember, I could just probably open up the lines now and see some of the responses and some of the things that people remember about this broadcast and how we really endeavored into the Word of God and were able to really find some common ground with one another and to continue to thank God for his insight in everything. So this is the time that we're calling all men, all women to assist and have an input on Hot Topics here on the Now Network. See, Hot Topics is when me and you, when men and women, when the opposite sex sits there and asks questions that are not common or comfortable. See, the women have already begun submitting questions, and men, I want to tell you now, you guys need to step up. So please submit your questions, anything you've always wanted to ask, and maybe you didn't want to start anything, or you didn't want to. You didn't feel right. This is a place that you can either come live and tell us who you are. You can dial one now if you have a hot question. I know me and Dr. Julie would not mind a bit, but this is the time, this is the place, this is the platform that we can really talk. And our goal is to totally discover the whys and the why nots and how do we heal relationships. See, we need to know the wheres. We need to know the whos, the whats. But we need to know how to heal. So join the discussion with us, please. Get involved. Raise your hand. Dial one. Come on, get conversation. Every second Tuesday, it will be the men hearing from the women. And I think I might have had that backwards, Dr. Julie. I'm going to bring her in 1 second. I think maybe Man Up is when we ask the questions. And Women Speak Now is when you guys ask the questions. But we're going to just kind of bounce around here once we get started. Amen. So we want you to know, get involved, get in the conversation, be a part of it. This is your time to speak now and be heard on Hot Topics. Without no further ado, I just want to say I'm excited to have such a dynamic host. Now, she'll be hosting on Women Speak Now when men, the Man Up part, and I'm the co-host, but on Man Up, I'm considered the host, but we're just partners. We're just doing this thing as well as we can according to what God has called us to do. Amen. So without any further ado, I want to present to some and introduce to those that already know the mighty woman of God, Dr. Julie Hitchens. Come on, put your hands together for the woman of God tonight. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen, woman of God. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me as your co-host. Amen. I thank you for it. I'm looking forward to what we do here.
That was just God. That's all.
Amen. Amen.
So, most of our you've been. I mean, this is not your first round with the Now Network. You've been very instrumental
here.
No, it's
not.
And we thank God for everything you've sown into this ministry. But there's been a time where you've been on your own doing other things, and we still partnered. We're still covering each other and praying for each other. But just to give those that don't know who Dr. Julie is, please share a quick intro. And in this process, always share how you can be reached, how people can get in touch with you, because ministry is dynamic, and she ministers to people like me. So, you know, you definitely can get some healing and some direction from her. That is my sign of approval. So definitely throughout the show, share, hey, if you want to get in touch with you, your website, anything, don't forget, before we close any broadcast, anything you have going on, we want to share that with our listeners. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. So go ahead, woman of God. Tell us about Dr. Julie.
Well, Dr. Julie Hitchens is just a woman after God's heart. She's one who understands that he's the leader, I'm the follower, and I just follow the lead. Whatever he wants me to do, that's what I do. My history has been in the ministry of deliverance, prophetic, healing. I've done music, CDs, travel, conference, marriage conferences, women conferences. And my website is www.juliehitchensministries.org, or you can reach me at drjuliehitchens.com. And so basically, I'm an ambassador. I only go where I'm sent. And I only say what he say, so.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And I'm just
don't
honored to be
either.
Here.
Read the bio. Read the bio. Go to her page. Read the bio. There's a lot of great information. I mean, you know, we're expected to tell a little bit about it, but, you know, we really don't like tooting our horns because there's nothing to toot. We just want you to know how to get in touch with us and know we're trusted and we're reliable to be there,
yes,
for you in a time of need. That's the biggest message that I want you guys to know here on the Now Network. So this is going to be dynamic. I don't know if you've ever experienced doing something you've always wanted to do. Let's put this on the bucket list. What have you ever wanted to know from your mother, your wife, your sister? See, we got to get out of it just being about sex and about marriage, and definitely that's a big topic here that we may be able to do some mending and some healing in marriages. But we want to just say, what is it that you wanted to know from a woman? Because see, if I would have known my sister a lot better, I would have probably known women a lot better. But me and my sister fought all the time, and I rejected her, and so I didn't take advantage of a woman being in my life, not just my mother, but a sister. So questions I would have wanted to ask her, questions you may have wanted to ask your sister, my brother, and vice versa. The ladies are piling up now. Since we started this, let me go on and just, here, let's clap our hands again for the ladies again. Can y'all just put your hands together one more time for the ladies? Because as soon as we petition, as soon as we petitioned that they were going to be able to ask us anything, we were bombarded with questions. And I'm down to about 20. They got 100. Okay, so men, I need you to step up and really, really, really get involved. Amen. So, Dr. Julie, I know it was. Now we're going to format this as we go along, but. As someone brought to my attention, they was like, "No, Pastor E, man up is when you get to ask the questions. And women speak now is when they get to ask the questions." I said, well, I didn't give them any questions up front, so we don't want to do a just a spur-of-the-moment thing, because most people say, well, I knew you were going to ask that, or I knew you were going to ask that. That's common. They even have on the internet like 33 particular questions that men and women want to ask and don't ask. We'll get into that down into the part. But what we're gonna do? We're gonna bounce. Can I hear that? Can I get a bounce? And we're gonna let Dr. Julie come. And now I don't know if you have any of the women that have wanted to petition a question that wanted to go live tonight. That's available. Dial 1 and let us know you're in the queue. And I'll ask Dr. Julie for your first 3 and last 4, just so I can identify who you are. But until then, until you dial 1, we're going to just play around a little bit. So, Dr. Julie, I know you sent me 3 questions that I requested that you would, hey, ask the ladies. What are the top 3? Excuse me.
The top 3 was what?
No, I'm looking at them right here. Woo, what is that?
Okay, you have them. Okay,
we're going to ask Pastor Bushes first. Hold on, we ain't going to ask that one first. I know I'm silly. You're going to be like, that boy is silly. What are the signs you can trust a man and why don't? Okay, all right. That one there, I like that question there. It's just because I deal with this when I'm counseling and mentoring men that are now trying to now be the man and be the head of the house. Now, I got to say, this and I've been given liberty, Dr. Julie, that the men say that they know they lost a lot through the years of past, and it may not be with their spouse now, but they know they're still making up ground for past discretions, and they know that they did not live a perfect life and they did not take control. But now that they want to be the men of God that they are, that's a question that really kind of hits right there. So now look, I asked you to tell me which one, but I picked the one. That's not right of me. I apologize.
No, that's good. I like that. Go ahead.
But why don't men? No, you asked it though, because we need to at least hear it in a female voice.
Okay, the question was asked, what are the signs you can trust the man?
No, the third one.
The third question, it was dealing with why don't men take the role of the head of the house?
More to heart.
No, let me go back. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking in the wrong place. Women today are looking for men to take control, I guess you could say, the role of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you have, Pastor?
Well, no, I'm looking
because
at it. It's close to that. It says, why don't men take the role of the head of the house more to heart?
Right. That's it. By Pastor Terry.
By Pastor Terry Douglas. Okay, well, that's a good one. That's a good one because that's really something that we talk about a lot. I mean, we just started today, and I'm so proud of this. We just started today a men's fellowship here at the Now Church California. Any men out here, it's not Bible study. It's just a men's fellowship. We just talk. I was telling about some things that I go through, you know, financially and was really able to pour my heart out to the men. And in some of these other conversations that I have with leaders that I mentor, that's the one, is that now that I'm doing the right thing and now I found someone, I found my rib and I love everything about her. But now that I want to take the role of the head of the household, her position has so much power. There's this really a big fight there. It really, that's what I'm hearing from the men, is that it's hard to step in, even though you're doing the right thing. It's hard to step in to be the head when it wasn't him or in that relationship, but somewhere along the line, the man in that woman's life, and it's kind of hard to get back in that position. And we talk a lot about building trust, building the relationship, and building the woman up that she could know how valuable she is in a relationship. That's some of the things that we ask men to do in these relationships, in their relationships at home. But it's still a fight because we all know women had to step up. And it's been 20 years ago, but we know there was a drop in men in the homes. It was more single mothers and more now professional women that are now that's running their own thing. Now for a man who can maybe almost stand shoulder to shoulder, Dr. Julie, almost stand shoulder to shoulder, it's still hard to take that role because they've tried. So it's not like they don't want to.
Amen.
It's not like they don't want to. And I will tell you another part that I do deal with because I mentor men who are in relationships because they are not leaders. And they can't lead somewhere when they came into a relationship following. And I tell them all the time. I say, brother, you walked into this relationship with her finances, her money. And I'm not telling you, and it's not meant to tear down. It's meant to build, really, to say you have to step up more and let her see more before she'll ever trust you to be the head. But when you are a head,
amen,
it seems a little bit hard, Dr. Julie, to step in that position when you're basically almost shoulder to shoulder with this woman. And see, and we know y'all sisters out there these days, y'all they got professional, y'all they got educated, which is good. I wish it would have been that way all along. But now to live up to that is just difficult.
I do understand that, Pastor.
Yeah.
But can I inject right here?
Oh, this your time. This why I'm back. I'm out. I'm backing up now.
Okay. Okay. The thing that many times being a strong woman is not the problem. The problem is understanding the role. The man is the king of the house, no matter the money we make. And the place that we have to get is where we understand that as long as he's doing the part he's supposed to do, it doesn't matter who brings in the most money. It doesn't take away
right.
from the kingship. We're on the same team.
Right.
The part that is bad is when we have to learn to switch roles, when we're used to doing it all by ourselves. And I think that might be the problem, that being an independent woman that gets and, you know, finally finds her king, being able to shift gears and begin to let God work it where you take your rightful places. You get what I'm saying? And
oh, yes,
so,
I do.
Submission is not bad once trust is in place. Once they see that you're able to carry the part that you're supposed to, it's not always the money side of it as it is. The Bible says men want to be honored and women want to be loved. And I believe when a woman feels loved and protected, then she can begin to submit. She can begin to change. When she sees that you're there for the best interest and the fears that she might have, like you said, coming from another relationship and maybe
right.
having been through some things. Once she began to understand that she's in the arms of safety, then giving over to the role of submission becomes more easier.
And you know that's a true fact that we as men have to do better. And we are though. I'm telling you, because I work with and I'm connected and partnered with men that aren't sold out Christians. I mean, I have some friends that are, we call them the Good Dude Network. Because a good dude
okay.
is going to look out for you. And they partner with me in the same sense to know how to treat people just in general. So, but that's a fight because another question popped up. Now, that was a question from you guys. But see, here's a question that was the first one on the list. And I was like, I highlighted it because it's going to join right into this. Is that a brother asked me today, he said, you remember I sent you that question and you never responded to him? I was like, yeah, no, I didn't have to respond. That was hot. He said, well, remember, you got to bring that up. And I said, and that's who reminded me that, don't you remember, we used to get to ask the questions on Man Up. And it was funny because brothers are coming back and brothers are coming out for this. And we need more men to be a part of these conversations. I know the board is full right now. I'm telling you now, and online, if you're online, let me just put this out there for you. You must dial 319-527-6173 if you want to get in the conversation. But if you just want to listen online, that's fine. But if you want to engage with us here live, you must dial 319-527-6173. All right. Now, I was going to kind of interject with a twofold, but I see the lines are popping up. See 562, the 562. Last 47583 is in the queue. We're going to bring you live here to talk with us. And then area code 470, last 40433 is in the queue. And we'll bring you in second. If you want to get in, you ain't got to wait till the last moment. You can dial one now. Come on, get in the conversation. Get in the conversation. Area code 562, last 47583. You're live here with Dr. Julie and Pastor E.
Hey, yeah, this is Michael Netherly, a.k.a. Rockbox.
Rockbox.
How everybody doing
Rockbox.
Tonight? Yeah, I was checking out the question and everything. I think you would have to look at it you could look at it in a worldly sense, and you could look at the question in a spiritual sense. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the worldly sense, you know, we're going to ask the question, and, you know, the man's supposed to be the head and everything else like that. But when you read the Bible, it actually gives you instructions on what you're supposed to do in the first place, you know. And I think if men just start taking the time to get back into the Bible and notice that it's not just a relationship, it's a covenant that you make it with that other person. And also... And it's a relationship, and I think, you know, and that's as it being the covenant that you need to make sure that God is in the mix too, in that relationship, that both of y'all love God, you know,
that both of y'all
can fellowship together, that both of y'all can pray together, you know, and y'all can be able to communicate as one. If you get that first, everything else will come.
That's deep. That's deep. Now, ladies, we are trying to get on your good side. No, I'm just playing. The truth is we keep it real here on the Now Network, and we accept the fact that it wasn't Eve's fault. We know that Adam should have been more conscious. You guys heard this message from me before, and we believe now because of Jesus Christ, we are all equal. He said he came that all might have life to the tree of life. The tree of life is relationship with him that builds relationship with each other. So, please don't think we're just doing this because it sounds good. We really believe this. Michael is a member here at the Now Church California, one of my sons. This is what we believe. So we're speaking truth that other men out there can say, wow, how did they submitted like that? Yes. You must submit. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. When you're trying to build a relationship where you lost ground, you have to submit. As well as be submitted to.
Well, I look at it, you know. Go ahead.
Man.
Dr. Julie? Did we get you speaking?
That is true. Whenever you have a relationship, it's a two-way submission. Because you both have to consider each other. It's not just the woman submitting, but the man submit, because how can two walk together unless they agree?
Agree.
Yeah, and they're on the same team, so everything they do is for the interest of the household.
Mm-hmm.
For the relationship. Mm-hmm. For the family. So there's not a tug of war going on.
Right. That's right. See, that's why I think that... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, and then, you know, I remember the other day I was reading it. Matter of fact, yesterday, reading out of Hebrews chapter 13 about love, about the significance of love, what God love is, you know, in the Bible itself. I think every woman and man need to know the characteristics of that before you even start a relationship.
Amen.
That's true. And then what if we looked at it like this? Thanks, Mike. I'm gonna mute you out. We'll bring you back in. Don't put your hand down. Your hand is still up. We're gonna mute you out on that. Thank you so much for giving us a meet there. But what if we took this suggestion? Why do I have to be the head if we just erase titles? And look at positioning, because I got to lead somewhere, but also she would have to lead also. If you in a relationship together, a man can't do it by himself, especially in 2022. A woman can't do it by herself no more. We need each other. And why not look at it from that standpoint? Well, you know, we want to be a part of the team if we all look at it that way. Let's go to our next caller, air code 470, last 40433. You're live with Dr. Julie and Pastor E. It's Hot Topics.
Hey, amen. Praise the Lord this morning, this evening to the family. Hey, God bless everybody. I want to go back to where the woman of God had asked a question, or the question was asked about the submission or the role, if you will. And I mean, Pastor E, you said, you know, why should there be a role of far as head? Well, the Bible says that God is the head of man and man is the head of woman. So you can't take that out. It has got to be exactly what the Bible has said when it comes to the structuring of the family. One of the things, because I've been married 30 years to just one woman, and I have four children by the same woman, no children outside of this covenant relationship. And one of the things that I found out that is when you are starting into a relationship and you're trying to create the dominant role, if you will, as the man being the head, the man really pretty much have got to test the area of the relationship. It's not a forceful position that a man should just be automatically pushed in or thrust in that you're the head. First of all, we got to come back to see, did this man, was this man raised by a family of a family of a husband and a wife? We got to see down the lineage of, can this man be a leader? Does he have the potential to be that of a leader, to lead one's woman, if you will? And because I was raised in a single family home with a stepdad who wasn't really a dad, my own biological father was never in my life, but I had five uncles who poured into me about how to be a man. I had a grandmother, when I used to speak to her, she used to always say, no, you say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I don't care if you're married or you're not married. So we lost somewhere down the line the respect. And so as I got into my marriage, I had to learn my wife. I had to learn what her likes were, what her dislike was. You know, I had to know how to be gentle in certain areas, but then also I had to learn how to be a little bit hard in certain areas, but with a little gentleness behind it. So it would not scare her off, but let her know that, hey, you're talking to a real man. I'm a man's man. And my children know, when dad says something, dad means what he says. And so when you're coming up into the ranks of being like I am, I got married at 23 years old. And so I had to learn all of this. And it took patience. She was patient with me as well as me being patient with her. There's some things that my wife would say that would irritate me, but I had to learn that it was only helping me. But as a man, some of us got to let down the guards. We got to let down our what you said of Pastor E, the role, and just say, look, I'm here to learn just as well as you're here to learn about me. This is an open thing that we have got to come into an alignment with, that I'm no better than you, and you're no better than me. And when it comes down to money, my wife made more money than I did at first. I was bouncing around from job to job. I didn't give her the security that she need.
But
it's like a kick was just pushed. I just got kicked in the butt side. And guess what? I don't look at the money like that now. When she comes to the table with the money, I come to the table with my money, because now I'm in the six-figure range because of what God has done, not what Dwayne has done, but what God has done. And my wife was so patiently waiting. Amen. And what we don't have in relationships this today, doctor, is the patience for one another. We don't have the tolerance level that we need to have for one another. We just automatically think, hey, you should know this. You should know how to be a man. Well, no, sis, that man don't know how to be that, because he was never shown, and then his dad wasn't shown, and then his dad's dad wasn't shown. So we have a lineage that we have got to now go back and do research to see, okay, what broke? Where is something broke so that we can possibly fix this in relationships? I'm going on mute. This is wonderful.
Hot topic is going down. Hot topics. Come on, somebody else dial one, get in the conversation as we go into this. Because, okay, now the question that says about a man taking the right position, here was a question from a man, and this is proven. And I'm asking my brothers to come on out like Prophet Dwayne and let your name be known. And he didn't so much ask the question. He definitely just kind of poured his heart out. It said, look, this is, you know, I'm not perfect. I've been through this. I've been through that. But you got to know how to set standards. But if you don't know right, how can you do right? I told a young man the other day, he said, man, I come from this game, man. That's all I know. I said, bro, and he did something that thank you, Holy Spirit. He did something that he had been blaming himself for, and he told me about it, and I said, God does not want you to hold that on you. Do you have remorse for that? Did you ever ask for forgiveness? He said, I didn't know about it. But he didn't know any better. And now you know, I'd rather not know no better and take my consequences when he come than to know better and still do wrong. That's segment two. But his question to me was, why is it, Dr. Julie, that I've got my life together, I'm clean, sober, I got a job, a business, home of my own, you know, vehicles of my own, and it starts out right when they friends, but it turns sour when they commit to a relationship. It kind of blocks it ever getting to the position of head of the household. But the brother said, man, look, and I'm telling you, he said, Pastor, I've been, there's three situations that I go all the way in and we have a great time and we're abstinent and we're going out enjoying each other's company and it's a ball. But as soon as it gets that dedicated, things change. And that's he's bruised with that he doesn't even want to try right now. And I know he's listening. I know he's listening. I've seen his number on the board, and I had to bring this up because he's not willing to try to be the head again, because it always starts one way and ends something else, ends another way. What can you help a brother on that, doctor?
Well, Pastor, this is what I'm going to use myself for an example. When you come from a certain environment, sometimes you pick the people that's from the environment that you're used to. And when you pick people, sometimes you don't always pick the person that's for you for your best interest, because you don't know what that looks like. And when you pick that person and you pick them from the external, what they look like and all those things, but if you don't ask God about the person that you're picking, sometimes you pick what your flesh like, but not what's good for you as a person.
Because everything that look good ain't good.
Right, that's what I'm saying, Pastor.
Everything that tastes good ain't good either. Everything that sounds good is not good either. And that's the point, but there's so many, and it comes from both sides. I'm glad we're kind of being open tonight. We're getting some women's feedback, women questions. I need some of you ladies out there to dial one. Come on in and help Dr. Julie. We got the men's side going tonight. I'm happy. My brother's just showing up. And no matter who you are out there, yes, this platform is for you. We want to hear from you tonight. We want to hear more from you tonight. Now, I know we have I have friends. This is amazing. I have good friends, Prophet Dwayne, Pastor Dwayne, that are married, solidified married couples that I've been a part of their lives and have been able to speak life into their marriages, and I wasn't married. I want to say this to anybody out there, because people in the church would always want to disregard you for your singleness, that you don't have the wisdom to give a married man or give a married woman. I'm not talking about man to woman. I'm saying my sister's out there too. But when you're walking with God, God certifies you as a minister of reconciliation. And reconciliation is just making things that were wrong right. Don't ever be discouraged or just because you've chosen and I've put my hand in the air, I have chosen this single route for this season, and it may be 10 more years. I know it's been many, but in this season, that does not take away from your ability to sow into friends and brothers and sisters that you're connected to give them life in their marriage. It works if you work it. How do we go forward, Dr. Julie? We really want, because we're going to be back Thursday, you guys. And we still got 19 minutes left in this broadcast, and I'm asking you to dial one now. I need all you to get in the conversation. If you just want to give a shout out, just want to congratulate this new launch of Hot Topics, dial one now. We're getting ready to get into that mode. But Dr. Julie, how are we going to make this work? And what I mean by that is that it, it's not so much just for us, but it's for everybody that's concerned. Prophet Dwayne being able to sow in as a 30-year. Do you know how much wisdom is in this man about being married? It has not, and I'm not speaking for him. I'm not telling on him. I'm talking truth. He didn't even have to tell me nothing about his life. It has not been perfect. And I, because believe me, I know some 50-year marriages that will sit here and come on here, and we do have some seasoned vets that want to come and speak wisdom into our lives, but that's down the line. But they would tell you it has not always been peaches and cream. You must go through.
Amen.
And you must learn to go through together. Oh, yeah, he came back on that one.
Amen. And I'm going to tell you, Pastor E, the first 6 months, I took my wife down to the courthouse, said, no, I got to get an annulment because this ain't the one. This ain't the one, you know. And I think one of the things that we have got to find, like to the brother who said that he want to give up, you know, one thing that if I can say to him is this: the reason why maybe the relationship that you were in went the way it went because it was not purpose for you to be with that individual, right? That person. And like the doctor said, you know, sometimes in relationship there's that we get stirred up because we're looking at the exterior, which is the outer of the person, but we have not investigated the interior. We don't know something, the inner person, because there's we all got walls up when we first going in. And as we gradually get to know the individual, then we let a little of our walls down, just a little bit. And then we begin to let a little bit more of our walls down. And then sometimes the man will let his wall down more than what the woman will let her wall down. And so now you're walking in a relationship that you still don't know all about the young lady, vice versa too. Because there's some instances that a man won't let all his walls down because he's been hurt by so many women. Mm. And so you got to really ask the questions when you go into relationships. If I'm wrong, doctor, just cut me off. But you got to ask questions. You got to know, hey, what ticks, what makes you angry? What gets up under your skin? You know, do you squeeze the toothpaste in the middle or at the end? You know, women, you know, hey, brother, do you like to leave the seat up all the time? You know, do you not know how to put the seat down? Do you ever let the chair out for a woman? Do you open up the door? Do you ever call instead of saying, hey, do you say good morning? You know, these are questions that we got to ask.
Man, I'm telling you.
This is good.
You know, and my brother, my brother on the phone, he's like, you've been telling Prophet Dwayne about me. No, he's a prophet, bro. He knows the ends. No, I was telling him, it's like, nah, bro, you got to build the right relationships. And you have to investigate. Now, come on, y'all. We've been in pandemic for two years. We've been isolated. And I can't speak for anybody else, but I have really learned a lot more about me in this season of being isolated and being quarantined, that I even know me better, that I know how to ask the right questions, and I know what I'm looking for and what it is. And I know how to choose what I want to stay in. So building us, that's what it has to be, that we continue to build each other to do better at knowing who we are so you can really ask those right questions. You ain't got to sleep with nobody. You know, some people say this, and I was one of them. Let me go on and run around the office right now. I don't want to lose my headset. But I was one of them when I got to test it before I go in. You can learn somebody without going into a sexual relationship just by asking intimate questions and be
exactly
willing to accept the intimate answers.
Exactly.
I agree.
You know, Pastor, my wife would tell me when we get into our love talks, you know, I call them love talks. And before we get into the love talk, she'll tell me, hey, get your feelings off your shoulders. Get your feelings off your shoulders. And it used to bother me. And I used to like, man, why are you always telling me to get your foot? She said, because I can see your feelings are getting ready to get in the way, but I'm not trying to attack you. I'm trying to help you in the area of what I like, Dwayne, what I like, how I want to be touched, how I want you to kiss me, how I want you to hold my hand. Don't get your feelings in the way of always wanting to be masculine, you know,
wanting
to show your, you know, that you the man, you know. Hey, you know, man, I love this red ball, man. I really
said, slow your roll,
you know, man. Pretty much, and like our brothers, you know, you don't always have to test the waters before you actually get into the relationship. You don't always have to go and buy expensive dinners thinking
it.
That you should get something in return. No.
That ruins it.
That's not, man, I'm going to tell on myself. And I got my man child. You know, he's a little bit arrogant. He's a little cocky. He's 26 years old. He's making over $100,000 a year. So he just feels as though, hey, if I put the money out, I deserve it. And I told him, I said, son, I don't know where you got this from because I didn't teach you this. I don't know where you got this from. Maybe there was some miscommunication because I was on the road for 20-plus years, and you may have missed some things, and maybe I might have missed putting some things in you. But there is no way on God's green earth that you think that you're going to put $600-$700 out that you automatically need to go sleep with the woman. I don't know where you get that from.
Well,
please forgive me that I wasn't
that
in
on
your Figueroa.
Look,
man,
you can do that on Figueroa. You can do that on Market Street. You can do that on MLK. But in a relationship, you can't. And
in a relationship,
you know, You can't buy love.
You actually devalue the relationship when you thinking that, hey, I need to get this first before we get anything out on the table. No, you don't do that, son. And so I'm now got to train them all over again and say, look, this is how you treat a woman. This is how a woman needs to be treated. This is how she needs to be talked to. Ain't no, hey, girl, no. Excuse me, ma'am. You know what I used to do when I got my, before, when my wife got together? I would call and say, hey, love, how you doing? She used to love that because I expressed a love towards her. Mm-hmm. Her name was Love. Hey, love, how you doing? Everything good with you? Hey, love, do you need me to bring something home?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
That's romantic.
I'm writing down topics. Hey, Prophet, I'm writing down topics for Man Up. You giving
Amen.
Me about four topics already for Man Up because we ain't just there to talk. We really need to build ourselves up, but build up this younger generation in a different way. I am on fire for the youth. We need to reach our youth right now because if we don't, they might reach you. That caught up to somebody. Come on, let's bring Pastor Terry in. I see her hand is raised up. Pastor Terry, come on. This is Hot Topics. Come on into the conversation.
Yes.
I saw you,
yes,
Evangelist Virginia. Go ahead and hit one and come back in. We want to hear from you, too.
It's Hot Family. Good evening, Dr. Julie and all the men of God on board, Pastor E. Hot Topics. You know, this is something we have to discuss because men are from Mars and women are from Venus, so we think different. But, you know, as I've been listening to you guys, it just goes back to knowing the order what God has. He has God, man, women, and children. But I love what Pastor Prophet Wood said. He has to know his wife's ways. And I commend him for being in his marathon when he got married young because we all know we have to have that relationship with Christ first. I'm knowing now. We have to have the relationship with Christ first before we can have any other relationships. So I praise God for these hot topics. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited, Dr. Julie.
Oh,
Thursday.
Oh, we are back.
I'm
no, see, y'all going.
I know it's.
I need all my fellas to be on that broadcast because.
Yes, and I love what Pastor Netherly said. Also, you know, we just have to keep it in the order God has.
Oh, wait
given
a minute.
Us, but
would you just call him?
Listen
wait,
to
would
women.
You just call him? Mike, don't leave the church. Mike, don't leave the church.
Amen.
Pastor, don't run. Don't run.
Praise God.
Oh, praise the Lord. Boo, she elevated you, Michael.
Praise God.
Look, I am having fun tonight. I'm so glad to have this back.
Amen.
Hot Topics. It brings joy because we really need to talk more. And it just doesn't need to be one voice. Amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on in. It's Hot Topics. I know you got some wisdom to drop. Okay, you probably muted your phone. Hang up. Call back in. We got you. Anybody else out there? Come on, get in. Don't be scared. Let me go south. Don't be scared. Dial one, get in the conversation. Dr. Julie, now, as I asked before, what are we going to do? What's your input on how we set these standards? How do we grow this and go forward? I know we've had fun tonight, but what is your suggestion for us to take it to the next level for Thursday and the second Tuesday and from then on?
I think we just need to keep moving right like we are, and we're going to go up a little bit more, like some of these questions that Pastor Bush asked. I think we need to touch some of those things that he talked about. But tonight, I think the one that he asked about what makes a man look outside from his wife, those are some questions that he had, and I'd like to see some answers on that probably if we can the next time we come. We don't tonight.
So Pastor Bush is a man?
Oh, yes. Yes,
if it's a man, I'm gonna bring it up on Thursday because that's coming from a man.
Okay.
A man is asking it, but he's asking other men.
Mm-hmm.
We want
right,
women. I want
men.
To hear from some women.
He's not married, and
stuff.
He's asking other men before he gets married.
What makes a man look outside apart from their wives? Ooh,
mm-hmm.
That could be a lot. That's a whole show by itself.
Now that's a good question.
That's a good question. That is a good question. We gotta really get ready for that one there because, that's hot. That's why when she said that first, I said no. Let's go down to the why don't men take the head? Because we can really marinate that one. But that first question, we're gonna be ready for it on Thursday to bring that up. And so what I'm hearing is that we don't have to be restrained to just men asking women, women asking. We're going to get together on the second Tuesday and the second Thursday just to talk.
Sounds good.
Woo, I love it. I love it. I love it. Then I tell you on the phone, I say, watch, it's going to work itself out. We're going to have fun. And then God's going to tell us what he wants us to do.
You know, Dr. Julie, if I can ask, say this. I think we also need to talk about the five languages of love.
That would be great, too.
Because there are a lot of men who don't know women's language. And vice versa.
Okay, that's a man up. That's a man up show. That's another man up show. I said that's another man up show. See, but this is great because now we're getting format on where to go forward on Man Up because, yes, we're going to be bringing guests on and continue to grow that. But we want to be like in the mix, if you get that. Like, I don't want to talk about something that's yesterday or tomorrow. I want to talk about something right now. And these are things that are really going on in the church. And you know I'm really big. That's what we're really about. And we want it to be open to everybody. But at the end of the day, your only thing you're going to get here is a solution from God. And, yes, if you need the disclaimer to know if you belong here or not, we believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. He is the first, the last, the beginning, the end, and everything. He's the source. He's the beginning, the word, all that. And with him, we can do all things, but nothing. We're nothing. Without him, we're nothing. Excuse me. But we want him to always guide us to be able to be transparent. Because we made it somewhere. I mean, there are many single people on this broadcast right now that can tell you about their success of abstinence, of making it and building yourself out of nothing into something that now you might can find or be found. And there's many, as you can hear, we have testimonies of dynamic marriages, of Pastor Dwayne, if you got a moment to chime in, dial one right now. This man is built a marriage and now a business and now just started his church, and we about to go do a revival up in there, and it's going to be, oh my God, hot. But we have much experience here, but we want to be open to each other, and we have to trust the process that God has put us here for that purpose, that reason, with a direction that we can go and we continue to go that path. Amen. We got about 3 minutes left before our broadcast. I want to take it down the line. I want to give everybody who's chimed in here tonight an opportunity to share. We're going now, Dr. Julie, you will close at the end of this summation of everyone else. We're going to start with Minister Michael. We're going to go to Prophet Dwayne. We're going to go to Pastor Terry. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's try this. We may not be done yet. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Hot Topics. Come on. The mic is hot.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can y'all hear me? Well, praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, men of God. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Julia Hitchison. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed on purpose. Amen.
Amen.
We already know. Look, I know you don't have a tattoo, but if you had one, it would say that, blessed on purpose.
Yes, it will. Look, as I was listening, this is so awesome. Hot Topic is back. Praise God. It's back on the Now Network. I remember when they had Pastor Michelle. So good. It was so awesome. And guess what? As I was listening to you all tonight, and Pastor Wood, Pastor Julia, and Pastor Eve, I heard you say something about what looks good ain't good.
No, I said ain't always good.
Ain't always good. And I want to know what you said.
Because everybody who look good ain't bad either.
No, they're not bad. And everything glitter is not gold.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything glitter ain't gold.
That's right.
And sometimes you're looking in the wrong place to find your real.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
No, that's Michael. That's Michael.
Sometimes you're looking in the wrong place, but that rib is right there. Some of you all have found your rib, but you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
You missed it. It was right there
yes.
all along, but you missed it.
Man, you got to look better, huh?
Yes. And you don't have to look hard, and you don't have to look for it. It's right there.
Right.
It's right there.
Amen.
And let me
Amen.
Say this.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me say this. The man you marry, you are the head of your house and your family. And God is the head over you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all get that?
That's work.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
The
man
is the head of the household. He's the head. He's the leader. And God is the head over the both of you.
Mm.
I got a lot more I can say, but I'm not going to hold the line. But I know
well,
one
get ready
thing,
Thursday.
This is good.
Get ready Thursday, because we're coming back. It's going to be hot, and it's going to be relevant. We
if
are going to make some,
anything tonight, Lord Jesus.
Oh, it's going to be women speak now. It's got to be hotter, because this man up. So y'all coming in groves. I probably won't even be able to get everybody in on the call that's Women Speak Now. Y'all come too hard. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
but bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Bless you.
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to go in order in closing. Minister Michael, give me a minute or so. You got something going on. Minister Michael, he does a lot of things, but he's definitely about that music, production, recording. Producing, you got wax. You need to talk to Rockbox. Tell us about your business. Tell us about your ministry so people can reach out to you in case, man, I wanted to record a song. Now I know how to do it.
Right. Okay. Well, my name is Michael Netherly, better known as Rockbox. I'm a beatbox / MC, you might say.
Come on, give me 2 seconds. Come on, give me 10 seconds.
My name is Blue Rock Box Bugaboo. Blue. My name is Blue Rock Box Bugaboo. I'm an independent rap artist. I have my own record label called Ron Rocket Entertainment. You can catch me on Facebook at Michael Netherly. My Twitter is Netherly2, like the number 2. Instagram, Michael Netherly. You can catch me at Michael Netherly. And my email is netherly2@gmail.com. Y'all want to get in touch with me anytime, it's okay.
Right.
And then also I'm a president of Veteran Council at City Heart up in Long Beach at the Cabrillo. I help veterans help get on their feet. We have different resources and everything. So if you know any veterans in the L.A. metropolitan area right now that need some help, you can also get in touch with me at the same links I gave y'all right now with my email, or you can connect with Pastor E too.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you. So
amen.
Much. Yeah. Amen.
Probably. Well, we know he be moving around, Pastor Terry.
Beautiful family. Praise the Lord. I just want to say, Pastor E and all the listeners, all our family on board, any relationship we build with one another, any relationship, it takes a lot of patience, communication, and then the communication, most of it is listening.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm listening. Dr. Julie.
Yes. Well, Pastor E, this was so good tonight, and I just can't wait till Thursday. Thank God for all those great questions and answers tonight. I thank God for that.
Amen. Tell our listeners how they can reach out to you. There may be somebody out tonight to be like, I wanted her to pray for me. I need to know how to connect with her.
Well, actually, they can connect with me on the website at juliehitchensministry.org. or drjuliehitchen@.com. Also, I have prayer groups that I have, and all that's on the internet website that they can find how to be a part of the prayer ministry that I do, to send in prayer requests and things like that if they would like. I also do life coaching in areas that people may need some help, and some of those things are on there as well. Thank you so much for allowing me to announce that.
Amen. That's what we do. You know, if we could get everybody to do that, do you see that there will be nobody without need? Everybody thinks I need all a million people to come to me. If I had a million members, I couldn't deal with 10 of them. I'm going to leave that alone. Family, this has been great. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I think he's back. Closing remarks from Prophet Dwayne.
Hey, God bless everybody. I just appreciate everything that has been said. Would love to dig a little bit deeper, because I believe that's what relationships have to have, that open and common ground. And I think somebody said communication. Communication is so big in relationships. You must have communications. You must have those confrontational talkings, the likes and the dislikes. You got to have those talkings because it builds a foundation. And if you try to get in a relationship with no foundation, guess what? Just like any house without a foundation, it will fall.
Mm.
So you got to have a foundation, and that comes through communication, knowing one another's likes to dislikes. Do you like children? Do you want children? You know, and those are the talks that you have to have. How much money do you want to make? What do you want to be in life? What's your 5-year goal? What's your 10-year goal? What's your credit score looking like? Good God Almighty. That needs to be a talk right there. You know, what is your credit score? Can you buy any toilet tissue on credit?
Get out of here. You ought to quit, probably. But that's real, though. But that's real.
But,
I mean,
but
you know,
it's real.
Because,
it's just
because,
real talk.
Yeah, women want a home eventually. And if you ain't got no credit, you are not, unless you got big balling, you are not getting a home.
You're not. And I'm telling you, the third Sunday, prayerfully we'll have it this coming
month.
No,
it will
third
be.
Sunday.
It will be.
The Prophet's Closet, I have a dear friend that's going to be with me on here. His name is Dr. G. Hightower, and he specializes in relationship. This is what he went to college for. He's a doctor. They call him Dr. G, the doctor of love. And so he's going to be on here the third Sunday of this month in the Prophet's Closet, and he is going to talk to us about relationships. Interracial relationship, when you are married outside of your race, we're gonna really talk. Mm. And so, you don't want to miss this.
It's needed.
You don't want to miss.
And
this.
And we will be there. Please send me a picture of him. Let me go ahead and add him, get him promoted. In that, you guys got to get ready this Sunday. It is the Anointed Word with Pastor Dwayne Collins.
Yeah,
Pastor Dwayne. See, we got Prophet Dwayne and we got Pastor Dwayne. One is spelled D-U-A-N-E. The other is D-W-A-Y-N-E. But they are brothers. They are from the same city. Surprised they ain't rubbed elbows before. But, hey, man, you good?
Great job. Oh, yeah, man, wonderful job. Dr. Julie, wonderful. I would love to hear more of you, and I'm thankful just to be here tonight with you all. And sorry, I talked a little bit more because I'm just, you know, that's what prophets do. We talk. So
that's okay.
Next time, I'll move.
No, no, just keep doing. Keep doing what prophet. Just keep doing what Prophet Dwayne does. We love it, and it is embraced. Amen.
Amen.
Then I ain't got to be
love
the prophet.
Y'all.
Look, I don't have to be the prophet, the pastor, the. The apostle, the bishop, or the teacher, all together, so we can spread it out. Amen.
Amen.
Family, thank you guys. I'm telling you, I'm really excited because I see the growth already. And what is the growth? The growth is each and every one of us being willing to just expound. And we have 3 hours here. If we wanted to keep going, and if it wasn't just us talking and others were dialing one, we will never shut this broadcast off, but we want more. Invite 3 people. You a lady, you a man, you a man, two and a woman, to Thursday night's broadcast. Same time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And we thank God for our Eastern, my brothers and sisters that stay up for this broadcast to be a part of it. But be here Thursday and come and be a part of it. I petition you. I open this platform up, not just for us, but for you, that you can really let it out. It may be something that you just need to say to somebody that you can get over, that you can move on with your husband. I'm willing to be a bouncing board. We might have to go in the green room because what you might have to say might not be ready for the ears of the listeners, but we're here to even be that brother that you could talk to a certain way or get it out of your chest and tell them what you really feel, because it's not against the man you're with now, but who you were with before, and vice versa. Men, we have ladies here that will just sit and listen and say, okay, call me Virginia or call me this title. It could just be another female there willing to listen and tell you it's going to be okay, because it is. The one thing I know about Jesus, everything is okay. You just have to know it and have to start experiencing it And this is where we want to begin. Come on, Thursday night is coming. I'm ready now. We could just fast forward and go there. But Thursday night, same time, same channel. We'll be here. We want you to be a part of it. Tell somebody, invite somebody. No, get yourself ready that you could be the one to dial one and your voice be heard here on Hot Topics. Yes, it's going to be Women Speak Now and Man Up on Thursday. It is going down. It is going down. We want you to be a part of it. Love you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, don't leave here unless you know you are God's greatest miracle. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.